Sometimes it's unbelievable. Patience is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Alongside charity, peace, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And of course, oftentimes we all struggle with patience. So I don't have patience, that's what I struggle with. We all do struggle. You know, if you're good with it, let me know what your secret is and I'll join you. But it's almost like sometimes we kind of take pride in it. Say, I don't have patience for A, B, and C. I don't have patience for this person. It's almost like we brag about it, like it's normal. Our level of patience is also a test of our level of charity. It's a test of how much peace we have, how good we are, how faithful we are, how gentle we are, how self-controlled we are. So all these gifts go together. In order to be patient, we have to begin from within, start with ourselves. Because the way we treat others is a reflection of how we feel about ourselves or what's going on within. In The Imitation of Christ, Thomas A. Kempis would say, keep peace within yourself, then you will be able to create peace among others. Patience also is linked to fortitude. That's the cardinal virtue that enables us to pursue the good, persevere in pursuing what is good, despite all the obstacles. It helps us to focus. So an impatient person can never focus, and that's why impatience is the easiest way to failure. It's the easiest way to lose track. And if someone understands that about you, which the devil does, and they know how to push your buttons, then you are a slave. Because they just know what to do to set you off. They know what to do to distract you. They know what to do to take away your success. They know what to do to prevent you from achieving your goals. So, patience is very important. For instance, I think we all get upset when someone cuts us off in traffic. It's normal. But it's also possible that the Lord is saying, slow down, because he's saving you from something ahead and you don't see it. So patience also is a sign of humility. It's a way of expressing our trust in God and saying, there are times when we don't have control, we don't have answers, we don't know what to do, things are getting out of hand, our expectations are not being met, but we still trust God. We do the best we can, and then allow God to use us the best way he wants to. And so even obstacles, even difficulties, even challenges become a good thing when we are patient. Now, the idea of patience itself is suffering. And the reason why patience is so hard is because it is painful. It's uncomfortable. It's hard. But if you're not patient to the point where it becomes uncomfortable or painful, then you're not doing anything special. The idea of patience in itself is suffering. For instance, parents know how it is with the kids. The kids push your buttons all the time. They test your patience, sometimes to the limit. Well, that's why God gave them to you. It's the same with maybe your teacher, with the kids. You know, sometimes you want them to sit and they want to stand. And when you want them to stand, they want to sit. Sometimes it could be your spouse. You know, the little things that we say to each other and do that annoy us. You didn't take out the trash. You didn't put this away. You didn't do that, da, 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 da. And then it sets us off and the whole day is ruined. It's a choice we have to make. Even though you feel that way, you don't have to be that way when something sets you off. Because it's the same thing that we do to God every single day. We all do things that can set God off. But he doesn't go off like we do to each other. Sometimes it's fear and anxiety and all the worries that makes it hard to be patient. You know what they say about worrying? Like worrying is like sitting on a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it takes you nowhere. What we are aiming at is God's patience. That's the kind of patience we want to achieve. A great kind of patience. St. Thomas Aquinas says, great patience occurs in two ways. Either when one patiently suffers much, or when one suffers things which one is able to avoid and yet does not avoid it. And God did all this for us on the cross. He patiently suffered on the cross. He didn't cuss anyone out. He didn't yell. He didn't accuse anyone. He just took it in. Because he was doing it, he had a focus. Again, like I'm saying, impatience will make you lose focus. Because Jesus was focusing on you when he was on the cross. That's why he was so calm. He was thinking of you. He was focused on you. That was why he didn't throw a fit. He didn't come down. He could have avoided it. But he was focused on you. And so in Romans chapter 15, verse 1 to 2, St. Paul reminds us, say, we who are strong in faith should be patient with the scruples of those whose faith is weak. We must not be selfish. It's easy to justify our anger. It's easy to justify the grudges we carry. It's easy to justify just the fact that look what they did, and then we are the victims forever. And then it comes back over and over and over, and then we remain perpetually angry. It's easy to justify all that. But sometimes it could be an act of selfishness to do that. It could be a sign of pride. It could be a sign of pride. And so when that happens, when there is a reason to be upset about something, maybe we need to just go in and ask ourselves, is it about what's happening out there, or is it more about what's happening in here? Is it that person, or is it me? And so the Lord is inviting us to be that kind of shepherd. We're all shepherds to each other. In our ministry, in our family life, in our workplace, we are all called to be shepherds in different ways. And it is the Lord's patience that makes him a good shepherd, that we can trust him and follow him, even when he's not making us to. St. John Bosco describes that patience of Jesus. He says, he treated sinners with a kindness and affection that caused some to be shocked, others to be scandalized, and still others to hope for God's mercy. Can we treat each other the same way?